Fly ball to the corner. It goes into deep right field. Ohtani, he did it!
Swinging a high fly ball to right. It is out of here! Yastrzemski does it again, and the Giants lead 4-0.
Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAM, 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Yesterday was a very sad day for not only baseball, but sports, and I think the country in general, as we say goodbye to a legend, Willie Mays. Passed away at the age of 93. I think you can make a claim he's the greatest baseball player to ever live. The statistics would definitely back up that argument. He is synonymous with the Giants organization, and so I can't think of anyone I would rather have on the show today to talk about the life and the legacy of Willie Mays. Joining us as he does every Wednesday over the phone right now, we have Bill Lasky, who you can listen to on KNBR Radio. We'll talk about some of that work and more. Bill, always a pleasure to get you on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a great day for baseball, but a sad day to be a San Francisco Giants. As everyone knows, the great Willie Mays passed away yesterday at 93. He's been ill for over a year, and the day came. His family was around him, and he died peacefully. And it's just a sorrow day for the game of baseball.
There's no question about it. To me, unequivocally, the greatest center fielder who has ever lived, the greatest center fielder to ever play the game of baseball. And, really in my mind, I think two of the greatest baseball players of all time that I don't know necessarily get the pub they deserve. We've lost two of them now recently. One is Hank Aaron, who, if you go back and you look at his statistics and you look at his accomplishments, they're jaw-dropping. And the second would be Willie Mays. In my mind, Bill, I think that there's a place for both of these guys at the top of any greatest of all time list. Looking at Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid did just about everything that you could possibly accomplish. He had highlight reel after highlight reel, and he was certainly ahead of his time when we talk about the game of baseball.
100%. And some of the quotes that came out, practice like a pro, play like a kid. The smile on his face, he loved the game of baseball. You talk about a five-tool player. You talk about everything that he did to the game, as well as also being a coach on the field. So many things that have come out, after the fact when he passed away. But I've known Willie for 20, 25 years. I had a chance to go see him at his home. A lot of one-on-ones with Willie Mays, and he was that guy. He had the heart of gold. He was so kind. He wanted to help kids so much. He'd put his last penny out to kids. Some of his teammates were hardship people. He gave them money. This is things that nobody knew about Willie Mays. Willie Mays wasn't a $1 million player. Willie Mays didn't make big contracts, but he acted that way. And I think when people understand who he was and the character he is the greatest player in baseball.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think when you go, you look off the field, to me, it's multifaceted when we talk about professional athletes. I know a lot of professional athletes don't like the idea of being a role model. Willie Mays was one of those guys that kind of embraced it. You hit it, the $1 million smile, right? That's what I remember most about Willie Mays. Sure, we see highlight reel after highlight reel, but there's just something about an athlete that can electrify a room with a smile, and Willie Mays had that.
He sure did, and he brought it upon his teammates, too. One of the things they showed yesterday, they showed a clip of him playing T-ball. I'm sure everybody has seen it back in New York days playing with the kids. And then there was a little interview after him, and he said the kids would throw stones at his bedroom window at 9 a.m., 9:30 to come out and play stickball with him. And he says, I went out there. We took a mop. It wasn't a bat. We took the cut the mop off and played with the stick, and we played with any type of ball we could get. And it made kids play, and it made kids want to play. That's what Willie Mays did for the game of baseball, and he'll always be that way.
And I think it's also important, Bill, for people on this side of the country or in this state who maybe have never been to San Francisco, what Willie Mays means to that franchise. Because 24, it's synonymous with the San Francisco Giants. In fact, the city has Willie Mays Day, right? Every May 24th. If you go to the Giants ballpark, it's 24 Willie Mays Plaza. 24 and Willie Mays, it's so important, so rich to that franchise. I definitely want to get that point across to people who have never been to that stadium.
100%. He was the Giants. He always wore a hat. He always had something, an apparel of the Giants. He was proud to be a Giant. He was proud to wear that uniform. I'm out here today talking to high school kids, and we talk about culture, and we talk about history, and that was one of the first things I said today in my speech was, the jersey you wear, be proud of. Fight to wear that jersey. That's what he wanted every Giants to do. Yesterday, Logan Webb was thrown in Chicago, and they put on the board around the fifth or sixth inning that Willie Mays passed away, and it took him by surprise by a lot of times. I mean, we read it on X, and it was in the media when he passed away early in the afternoon, but Logan Webb was set off on it. He stepped off the mound, took a deep breath, and he realized what Willie Mays told him. Be proud of wearing that hat. Be proud of wearing that jersey, and bust your rear as hard as you can. That's what Willie Mays meant to the San Francisco Giants organization. Spring trainings, when he was capable, he would come in there, sit at one of those picnic tables, and you'd have half the locker room or even more just listening to his stories. And he was spot on with the story, spot on what things he did against certain pitchers and certain pitchers that got him out. He goes, oh, you might have got me out today, but I'll get you next time. Those are just positive points that he continued to do, and it just displayed so much for the generations to play after him. And I think that's the culture that he did for the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, and the great thing about baseball is it's a fraternity, but I feel like baseball, for the most part, it's team fraternity, right? So you take a look at what Willie Mays means to the San Francisco Giants, and for those who don't know, his godson is Barry Bonds, right? I mean, that in itself is just a fantastic, beautiful story. It's one of the things I love so much about baseball. So when you talk about the San Francisco Giants and you talk about Barry Bonds being proud to wear that jersey, I think that's a story that also needs to be mentioned. Right, one of the greatest baseball players of all times, Barry Bonds, and he's the godson of Willie Mays.
And where that came from was when Willie played with Bobby, his dad, Bobby Bonds, and they were some of the greatest outfielders. You always see the catch where Bobby Bonds goes out to right center field and tries to catch it, and Willie Mays literally dives in front of him and steals the ball. That was the kind of player he was. It didn't matter. He was playing as hard as he could, and he was spot on. One of the things he said when he first got into the game of baseball, this first manager said, hey, Willie, we're going to put the right fielder down the right field line, the left fielder down the left field line, and we expect you to catch everything. And you know what? He definitely tried. That was him. That was the culture of Willie Mays. He was going to play as hard as he could, as long as he could, and boy, what a career he had.
You believe he's the greatest baseball player to ever live?
I do. Yeah. I do. And there are so many greats. But you got to look at the five-tool player, the speed, the defense, the throwing, the hitting, and the knowledge of the game. He was fantastic with the knowledge of the game. I might be partial here, but I still believe he's the best baseball player that I've ever even imagined to get to know, to talk to understand what he did back in the day. And the Giants tomorrow celebrate that at Rickwood. They go to where he started when he was 16 years old. 16 years old, he got signed to play with these older men, to travel with them, to play baseball. And Rickwood tomorrow is going to be electric, no doubt about it. And the history of the game is going to be brought out by MLB. And I'm so glad they're doing it. I wish Willie could have watched the game. I wish Willie could have been at the game, but no doubt his spirit will be there.
I'm glad you brought that up because, again, it does happen just 2 days before really what was it. It's an important time in Major League Baseball when you take a look at the implementation of the statistics in the Negro Leagues and Willie Mays being the 10th African-American player to play in the big leagues. Rick Woodfield in Birmingham. I mean, we're looking at just 2 days away. It was announced that Mays was not going to be able to attend that, but no less, as you brought it up, it would have been great for him to at least see that because this is going to be a very historical and important moment, I think, in the history of the game tomorrow.
It sure is. And these players today, they play in Chicago in a day game, and they're going to get on that plane, and they're going to go to Birmingham. And when they take that line tomorrow and the uniforms they'll be wearing, there's no doubt they're going to be thinking about Willie Mays. And that desire to win that game is going to be there, and it's going to be intense. And I'm so glad Bob Melvin brought it up in a post game yesterday. He won't have to say anything to fire this team up. They're going to play hard for Willie Mays.
Bill, one other thing I want to talk about, and again, when you bring up the statistics and Willie Mays' accomplishments and just what he meant to the game of baseball, going back to his career, I mean, you got to remember his career was also interrupted by the Korean War, right? I mean, this is something that a lot of these guys had to deal with at this particular time in their career, which to me makes their stats even more eye-popping with the real-life hardships that they were dealing with. It's not a knock on guys today, right? But it's something that I don't believe a professional athlete today in this country can even comprehend.
100%, and people don't know the history of the game, and that's a big part of it. You know, a lot of players did. Bob Feller was one. Vita Blue was one. They had to go to the military. They had to go do things to set themselves right. And when you walked away from the game, you didn't know if you were going to come back to play it. But when you did, boy, the joy of playing baseball was definitely there. And we keep going back to Willie Mays' smile. You saw more smiles out of him than any time. And he just loved the game of baseball. You know, they interviewed a couple of different people yesterday, and one of them said, when you go to these other teams, there's not too many Hall of Famers that come into the locker room and talk to the players. There really isn't a handful. Willie Mays wasn't that way. He was always in that locker room. Spring training, he was there most of spring training. And he would, you know, kid you and joke with you. When he talked to me, he goes, oh, you think you got a good slider, huh, Lasky? And I go, yeah, I do. And he goes, I'd take it to right field. I chuckle about it, and I go, no, you wouldn't. He goes, oh, yeah, I'd just lay low and take it to right field. And you know what? When you think about it, that's what most of the good hitters get to that slider.
Yeah.
You know, but it was just the point of he was telling me to be a little more tighter with that pitch, a little more looser with that pitch. And there was just things that he said that you chuckled about, but then when you walked away, you're like, wow, that was a point that he was making to make it better. And that's the kind of person I'll always remember from him.
Yeah, Bill, when you tell that story and you talk about how legends of the game don't typically become part of the team years and years, decades later, to me, that the first thing that pops into my mind, okay, that's a testament to his personality. And I know we've talked about that now over the last 10 minutes or so. But to me, that's what's so fascinating, right? Because we always talk about legends who have shaped the game today. Now, there is no such thing as $100 million contracts today if it wasn't for the likes of Willie Mays, players such as Willie Mays. But when you talk about the personality, that's what sets him apart. That's fascinating to me.
100%. And his personality was never bitter. He never blew people off. He'd always want to talk baseball. Mike Murphy, who was our clubhouse manager for so many years, over 30 years, he'd always go in Murph's office because that's where he felt comfortable at. And he'd sit in a corner, and guys would come in, get things signed, take pictures with him. But before they left, he'd always ask them a baseball question, either about their career, either about the game that was the day before. But it made you talk to him. He made to understand where he was coming from and his knowledge of the game. He watched every Giants game. There was no question about it. As he was growing older, his hearing got bad, his eyesight got worse, but he still loved the game and he listened to it. And it's just fascinating how much knowledge of the game he had from just being a fan and how much he remembered as a player. And those things are gone now, but his memories and his lifetime achievements are always going to be there.
I do want to throw out a couple of stats about Willie Mays, as you call him the greatest baseball player of all time, and I think it's very hard to argue. Second player to reach 600 career home runs. Babe Ruth obviously was the first. He was one of three players with 600 home runs and 300 stolen bases. And what makes that even more eye-popping, Bill, the only other two players that have done that, Barry Bonds and Alex Rodriguez. Yeah, I would say that Willie Mays is kind of in a class of his own. One of the other stats that I wasn't aware of last night, but he was Rookie of the Year in 1951, he won the NL MVP in 1965. So think about that. 14 years removed from Rookie of the Year. We talked about the Korean War interrupting his career. He missed the entire 1953 season. 14 years later, he wins the NL MVP. Unbelievable when you think about that.
Well, you always look at numbers. You know, he wore number 24. He was in 24 All-Star games.
Yep.
Of course, they named 24 Willie Mays Plaza, where the ballpark is. They have a beautiful statue out in front of them. The number 24 has been retired here, San Francisco Giants. You know that. Now they're talking about possibly doing what they did with Jackie Robinson and seeing if the number 24 can be retired across the nation, across every major league team. It's something that they may talk about. But I think Rick Wood's going to really open up a lot of knowledge about what he had to do as a 16-year-old kid. And what he had to overcome. You know, we always talk about Jackie Robinson. Willie Mays was just like that. He couldn't go into restaurants where he wanted to. He had to go to certain places and eat in the back. He couldn't ride on the bus in the front. He had to ride in the back. We always talk about Jackie Robinson, but there's so many great, great black African athletes that had to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And he had never talked about it. But when you brought it up, he did speak about it. And that's the culture of the game. That's the culture that we lived in back then. It's opened a lot of doors and windows. But Willie Mays was part of that also.
Bill, I love sitting here talking about Willie Mays with you. I also want to mention some of the great interviews that you have over the weekend. I saw some social media reactions. Your interview with Goose Gossage is something that I want to make sure baseball fans take the time to get out and listen to. And you can get that right now on the KNBR website.
Yeah, you can go to all KNBR podcasts, look for the date on the reel, and go down. It's a two-part interview with Goose Gossage. And then Saturday, the day before, I had a great interview with Bobby Gritch, one of the greatest second basemen in the game. He's in the Oriole Hall of Fame, as well as the Angels Hall of Fame. But when you talk about Goose Gossage, he laid it on the line. I knew Goose back in the day for a few years, and our conversation, he told it like it was. He told it like he felt the history of the game was supposed to be played at. Great interview. You'll get some laughs. You'll hear a couple beeps in there, but at the same time, one of my better ones.
Definitely fun. I love talking baseball and the history of the game of baseball, Bill. I know it is a tough day for Giants fans, tough day for baseball fans in general, as we lose another legend. There's no one like him to say, hey, kid. Bill, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us. Really enjoyed the conversation today. I know you're extremely busy working out in some camps, and so I appreciate you making time to step aside and talk about Willie Mays.
But, yeah, and I appreciate you jumping on. I just want people to understand, take a look at his stats. Take a look at what kind of man he is. Google him. Look at some of the articles. Read some of the things about Willie Mays if you don't know who he is and who he was. But I tell you what, you'll come out with a different view of Willie Mays when you start looking at the history of him and what he had to go through and what he perceived to be the greatest player. I am a San Francisco Giant, always will be, but that man always has been number one.
Is there a specific play that stands out to you? And I bring that up because kids today, they love being on their phone, right? They love the electronics. You can find just about anything on YouTube. Is there something in particular that you would say, check this out?
YouTube's got the catch over his shoulder in the World Series where he held the runners the first and second.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of other ones. There's a lot of them where he's thrown. There was a game where he threw a guy out at first, second, and third. And it never really came out because Tito Fuentes dropped the ball at second. But that would have been the only time as an outfielder would have had assist where he threw the ball at first, second, and third and got runners out. But some of that stuff, when it comes out, you just shake your head because those stats right there are hidden and people just don't know about it until you look them up. But what a fabulous career. I want to thank you for letting me come on and talk a little bit about him today. And at the same time, man, have a great day.
That's Bill Lasky, kind enough to join us here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to pause one more time. We'll come back, put the final touches on this edition of the show when we return.